could use some more millage. Or you can kind of have, maybe have that. Oh, that's good, that's good. Now we're ready.
Two.
You guys want songs now? Los Angeles, California. Pleasure to be here in Philadelphia. I wanna give a shout out to, it was Grady, right, that opened up, Grady. And I also wanna thank Dory Freeman for. I'm gonna do my sound check here a little later than I planned. All right, well, we're gonna try to mix in some of the new jams. Is that okay if we do some new shit? New record came out on Friday, and it feels exciting and all that stuff. Hey, Julian, if you want to roll off some of the verb at my wedge, feel free to. It's coming in nice and wet. Who doesn't want to hear that word right off the bat? A country music show. All right, this next song is called Diamond Ring. You took me dancing, you got me drunk. Molly Jensen singing. Was it okay if we do a good old-fashioned country song? This is a tune that I wrote on the last record. It's a cheating song with an apostrophe at the end, so you know it's country. No mistake in a country song, you get those apostrophes at the end. So anyway, this song is from the perspective of the one who's been cheated upon. This song is called I'm Not Jealous. Thank you.
Telecaster.
Tennessee, that's Mark Sloan on the pedal steelhead. And he's of course playing that red thing as well. And then we've got from Los Angeles, Stephen Musselman on the Telecaster. Well, this next song is about, I wrote this while people watching. I look out in the audience, I see a lot of shit going on. But one consistent thing I see are the shitty bars that we play. Not nice places like this. Normally it's real crooked joints. You see a lot of guys trying to pick up on girls. And most of the time, totally fucking it up. And although that's never happened to me personally, I decided to write a song about it. This song is called Kind to Me. Thank you. so much. Once again, that's Mark Sloan there on the pedal steel. It's a real easy instrument. If someone in the audience is thinking about getting into playing music and you have no prior background or experience, really recommend you consider the pedal steel as your starter instrument. Just go out to your local guitar shop, pick one up, and get a book. Something like, So You Want to Play the Pedal Steel or something like that. It'll be off to the races, off to the races. Tune. It's called Two Broken Hearts. Two broken hearts went missing, and nobody saw them go. Found each other crying, slipped out the back door. Now who knows where they went to, or if they will return. Two broken hearts went missing, he found her. She was sick of being lonely, she was tired of being you. And all the love she tried for, left her broken up and bruised. She asked the Lord for comfort, while she drank some comfort down. And then I walked the last good man, still walking. Bass, guitar, and harmonies, we got Elijah Ocean.
Hey.
Might have him sing a song later. Sing the lead part he's been singing all night. This next one, this is a song that was on a record I put out in 2015 called Angelino. And thank you. And this is one that we just kind of never, ever did live. And so for this tour, we've been trying to, I guess, explore some of those tunes that, like, we just, for no really reason, just didn't get to as much. So this song, I guess it's about trying to be a good man as I grow older and not lose a sense of myself. Well, then I'll say when I have done wrong, then I'll learn from my mistakes. That I'll think more often than I speak. Oh Lord, keep a close eye on me. Then I'll leave the past behind. It'll welcome each new day. That I'll look as far as I should see. Oh Lord, time I'm gonna be around here forever. No one really knows when their time's up. Expensive out there, but kind of nice weather. A bunch of celebrities to look at. A celebrity, like, I see celebrities all the time, so I don't really care so much, but the one that really kind of blew me away was, what's the name of the gal? I saw her at a swap meet. No, that was Marissa Tomei. She looked really good. I saw this other girl, what's her name? I can't say girl. She's in like Million Dollar Baby.
Hillary Swank.
I never thought of her as like this kind of beautiful necessarily woman, and then I saw her in real life and I was like, holy shit. Captivating. Anyway, and she hasn't texted me back even one time. Anyway, I wrote this next song about, I guess, kind of my mom and about my family. If you don't know, the outlaw name is not completely made up. It's actually my mother's maiden name. And so, oh yeah, switch of plans. So anyway, this next song goes out to my mom. The song is called Ghost Town. Thank you. said I could hold my mama just once more before she leaves, but I can't. This next song is actually the title track from the new album.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a really tough honky tonk record called Tender Heart. A bunch of real tough rockin' honky tonk songs. But no, this next song is about loss somehow. I don't exactly really know what it's about even. But regardless and irregardless of that, I wrote the song. Thank you.
lost everything, but he ain't no fool, cause he kept a tender heart.
Take a quick break or do some push-ups and then we'll just get, come out kind of looking a little buff. It's a nice surprise for the audience. So I hope you guys, if you haven't already, pick up that Dory Freeman record. It was literally my single favorite record from last year, and I just think she is the best. So thanks again, Dory. And to her dude, an awesome musician, Nicholas, who performs with you. Thank you so much, guys. I feel like I got kind of a Vietnam vibe going on up here.
You totally do.
A little Vietnam-y.
Yeah, I like it. I was thinking more MacGyver-y. Yeah.
The dad wash jeans.
Oh, those are full MacGyver jeans. You would have worn those. Early 90s. My pockets keep coming out like that. Just let me know if this happens again, okay, guys? Thanks for telling me earlier.
We rely on you guys. This next song, I guess I wrote about the times people try to cheer you up when they should just let you be sad. And they say stupid shit like, "Well, if it doesn't kill you, it'll make you stronger." Well, these are rainy days, darkest clouds since she went away. The rain came down. They said, "Don't complain." Have the these are rainy days, darkest nights since I lived out of the fight. They said, "Don't complain about the wind and the weather. Just try to get her off your mind. If it don't tune?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So far you guys have been real nice about it, so. used to this. In Philadelphia. I feel like we're at least a few feet above ceiling. The song's called Look At You Now. I went to track it for the album, and I sent the demo to the producer that I was making the record with. We co-produced this record. And I heard it, and I was like, man, I think the demo sounds pretty good. So I ended up putting the demo on the record.
Nice.
And just kind of overdubbing some steel and some little stuff, but kept it pretty warm. Look at you now, with your broken heart. Look at you now, with your broken heart. Can you pick up pieces off the crown? Look at you now, with your torn up jeans. Look at you now, with those torn out seams. Can you tie up all those strands undone? Once again, it's Molly Jensen.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry. This is my first show.
Let's get the band back up here. I just want to say, I know some of you guys probably got in here for free, but for everyone who had to pay for a ticket, feel free to keep it down so that the people who bought tickets don't have to listen to your chit chat. Yeah. people who talk during the quiet acoustic songs, I guess, are probably the same people who don't wipe up equipment at the gym. Or, I was related to, like, the weird gym stuff, like people who count the reps out loud at the gym. 3, 4. Anyway, so if that's you, keep it down so that the folks who paid can get their money's worth. And speaking of getting money's worth, I will take the shirt off before the set's in. Let's see, this next song, I wrote Feeling in Love, sitting on my porch in L.A., and the sun was coming down behind the trees, and I think I had a bluebird on my shoulder. So it's a goddamn happy love song. And it's called Love Her For a While. Interviews for the, you know, the promo for the record, and people are like, so tell me about this song, what's this one about? I'm like, I don't really know exactly, so I guess I should have thought about some of that shit before I went into the interviews, but that's how it is sometimes, I guess. Anyway, this next song is called Say It. Thank you.
still try my best to play it. It's not like the way you sing it to me.
And that's Stephen Musselman on the Telecaster. How you guys feeling?
Yeah.
You good for a few more on a school night?
Yeah. What school night?
Right? Fuck it. Actually, so what is today? Tuesday?
Yes.
Wednesday is a great day to show up to work with a hangover.
Woo!
Let me explain why. Because you can fly under the radar. No one's expecting. No one's expecting that you went out on a Tuesday, acted like it was a Friday, and lost it on a Tuesday night. Speaking of, this next song is about brunch culture in Los Angeles. That's brunch with a B. It's called Bottomless Mimosa.
Can drink champagne.
we got a few more hits. Anybody here celebrate the Easter holiday over the weekend? The Christ followers? Well, I'm still a Christ follower. I grew up in the Midwest. We are, of course, required to believe in Jesus. But I believe in other things now, too, like drinking, swearing, and having sex, and all that kind of normal stuff. So I decided to write a song about my Lord and Savior that doubles as a drinking song. So we're going to do a tune now called Jesus Take the Wheel and Drive Me to a Bar. Sad song. I gave the true story quite a number of years between when it happened and putting it on a record. So I don't think that the girl can get too mad at me. Because I think there's kind of like a 5-year clause sort of thing. Once you get 5 years away from something or more, then you're allowed to put that shit on records. Anyway, this song has one of my, I guess, favorite things about country music built into it. That thing where if you come up with a good song title, you're about 80% done writing the song. I now give you a song called She's Playing Hard to Get Rid Of.
She wasn't there when I needed someone. And she made me beg for her time. But now that I'm broken, and I'm all out of love, she's playing hard to get rid of.
George Strait fan, he likes to do this George Strait song I love, so. Elijah Ocean, what are you gonna sing?
Down when they're smoldering hot on the fireman. That's my name.
we got just a few more. This next song, I've always kind of joked that it's a sing-along that you can't sing along to because it hadn't been released until Friday. So if you've heard the song now and you have the urge to sing along, just make sure that you can sing good so you don't mess me up. Oh, too many hits. Too many hits, too little time. That's a sing-along too, I guess. Well, we'll do this one first. It's called All My Life. All my life they told me to look for the one that would love me and keep me from mortal sin. There should only be one heart that could break my clean apart and put it back together again. So I searched the earth to find the love I need. About the importance of variety in a healthy relationship. It's called Keep It Interesting.
Thank you.
Sophia. Thanks so much for hanging out. Let's hear one more time for this band. Alright, this last song is about temptation. It's called Trouble. Goodrich a proper introduction. If not, that's Aaron Goodrich. Thanks, guys. I think there's a sound curfew, but we can come down and do one with you guys down there. Is that okay? Something I gotta do, and then we'll do Angelina, okay?
Oh, awesome.
Come a little more in there. Woo! Wow.
This song's called Something I Gotta Do.
Every man who's ever set out for the West has had to learn to say goodbye. Tonight I can't remember what I ever left. I'm just sent home and torn in two. There's just something that I keep you on my mind. It's like good sunshine breaking through to me, breaking through. So keep me in your heart. When the sky gets dark, I'll just think of love and you. There's just something that I. Days are getting warm, nights are getting long, but I still got the stars and the moon. I got every minute to keep me moving on, to make a life for me feel. There's just something that I gotta do. I keep you on my mind. It's like good sunshine breaking through me, breaking through. So keep me in your heart. When the sky gets dark, I'll just think of love and you. There's just something that I gotta do. There's just something that I
got. Woo! I had the song Angelina on the set list, but I went off the set list almost the entire night. This is tuned down, so
you
can do the yeah. Anyway, this song, this is the title track of my last record, and I use the word cowboy in this song, which has become kind of a controversial phrase. But I think when I say cowboy, I just mean somebody who kind of follows the voice inside of them, even if it's telling you to do things that don't maybe seem so logical, right? But anyway, this song's called Angelina.
Yeah. Didn't marry for long. Cowboys always. Didn't marry for comfort. Cowboy was never home. When she looked in his eyes, saw him a soul stretching out like a disc.
Jesus.